弟兄姊妹大家好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们今天早晨呢开始来读一篇诗篇。
This morning we're going to start by reading a psalm.
请弟兄姊妹打开诗篇第45篇。
Please turn with me to Psalm 45.
我们把它从头到尾读一遍。
And we'll read all of the verses together.
我想因为呢他这个有一共17节。
There are 17 verses here.
我们这样好了，中英文呢都一起读。
Why don't we read it simultaneously in
Chinese and
English? 这样可以
节省一点时间。
To save some time.
那么诗篇45篇。
Psalm 45.
可拉后裔的训诲诗，又是爱慕歌，交于灵长，调用百合花。我心里涌出美词，我论到我为王做的事，我的舌头是快手笔。你比世人更美，在你嘴里满有恩惠，所以神赐福给你，直到永远。大能者啊，愿你腰间佩刀，大有荣耀和威严，为真理、谦卑、公义，赫然坐车前往，无不得胜。你的右手必显明可畏的事，你的剑锋快，射中王敌之心，万民扑倒在你之以下。神啊，你的宝座是永永远远的，你的国权是正直的，你喜爱公义，恨恶罪恶，所以神就是你的神，用喜乐油膏你，胜过膏你的同伴。你的衣服都有墨药、沉香、肉桂的香气，象牙宫中有丝弦乐器的声音使你欢喜，有君王的女儿在你尊贵妇女之中，王后佩戴俄妃金饰站在你右边。女子啊，你要听，要想，要侧耳而听，不要纪念你的名和你的父家，王就羡慕你的美貌，因为他是你的主，你当敬拜他。推罗的民必来送礼，民中的富足人也必向你求恩。王用又极其荣华，他的衣服是用金线绣的，他要穿锦绣的衣服，被引到王前，随从他的陪伴童女也要被带到你面前，他们要欢喜快乐被引导，他们要进入王宫，你的子孙要接续你的列祖，你要立他们在全地作王，我必叫你的名被万代纪念，所以万民要永永远远称谢你。弟兄姊妹可以很清楚看见，这是可拉后裔写的诗。
And brothers and sisters, we can see clearly that this is a psalm written by the sons of Korah.
那么我们曾经呢和弟兄姊妹们讲过可拉后裔的诗。
We have spoken on the psalms of the sons of Korah.
在旧约圣经的里面。
In the Old Testament,
可拉后裔的诗呢，一共有十二篇。
There are 12 psalms written by the sons of Korah.
我们已经讲过了八篇。
And in the past, we've already touched up on 8 of these psalms.
我也曾经把可拉的这个背景呢、历史和弟兄姊妹交通过。
And I've already spoken on the history of the sons of Korah.
但是今天早晨呢，我们读到诗篇45篇的时候呢，我想我们回忆一下啊，把可拉的这段故事呢，再和弟兄姊妹们简单的说明一下。
This morning, as we consider Psalm 45, let us go back and review the history of the sons of Korah.
如果我们读出埃及读民数记第16章
，If we read the book of Numbers. Chapter 16.
我们会看见在那里记载着可拉的一段故事。
you will notice that it records a portion of the history of the sons of Korah.
他因为反对摩西和亚伦。
Because the Korah's father rebelled against Moses and Aaron.
那么可拉呢？那么想要抢夺那个祭司的职分。
And
priest, Korah, 他要抢夺，要夺那个祭司的职分。
Oh, Korah wanted to become a priest.
Yeah, 因为他们针对着亚伦。
And so he rebelled against Aaron.
结果我们知道招来神严厉的审判。
And we know that they, because of this, they suffered the great wrath of God.
这可拉在以色列百姓中有很大的影响力啊。
And Korah, it had a, was very influential among the Israelites.
所以我们看见在那里流变族的大丹亚比兰一族很多人都跟着他。
And so we can see that, Dathan, Abiram, the sons of Eliab, and many of the sons of Israel followed him.
在以色列中250个领袖跟随他。
And among the people of Israel, there were 250 leaders,
who followed him. 所以这个声势看起来很浩大。
So, it looked like he was very influential.
但是他这个背叛招来神非常严厉的审判。
But because of his actions, God punished him greatly.
我们知道那里记载的地裂开了。
We know that it records, in the Bible that the earth,
可拉和大丹亚比兰他们全族通通这个埋下去，埋到地底下。
That the earth opened up and swallowed up Korah, Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道这是以色列人历史上面的一个悲剧。Tragedy.
In the history of the people of Israel, this was a tragedy.
啊，那么可拉造成这么可怕的一种的悲剧。
And Korah suffered such a terrible tragedy.
但在民数记26章告诉我们说，可拉的后裔没有死亡。
But in Numbers 26, it says that the sons of Korah survived.
那么可拉不仅造成悲剧。
Not only did Korah himself suffer this tragedy.
他给他的后代子孙带来羞辱。
He brought shame upon his sons.
啊，所以他们在以色列人中间提起可拉，这是羞辱的名词。
So whenever the Israelites would think upon Korah and his sons, it was with shame.
但是很奇妙的
But interestingly,
在以色列在可拉的后裔当中
among the sons of Korah,
产生一批爱神的人
these are ones who really love the Lord.
他们不仅爱神爱神的家
but not only did they love God, they loved his house.
所以他们写下了12篇宝贵的诗篇
So they wrote down 12 precious psalms.
我们能看见这十二篇的诗篇给后世以色列的百姓甚至新约时的百姓带来非常大的鼓舞。
And these 12 psalms became a word of encouragement to not only the Israelites in their time, but also to us in the New Testament.
使那些在荒凉的年代中灰心丧志冷淡退后的圣徒啊得到很大的激励。
And this was a great encouragement for the Israelites who are in the wilderness, who have become cold towards God.
他们不顾他们家族的羞耻。他们家族 family, the shame of their family. 他不顾他们他不管他们家里面的这个 shame, 这个因为可拉的是一个羞耻的名字。
So they didn't care about the shame that the being sons of Korah.
所以他们作诗的名字叫做可拉的后裔。
So that's why the title is that they are the sons of Korah.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，感谢神。
So we thank God.
神得着这样的一批百姓。
That God was able to gain and capture
爱神，爱神的家。
People like this, in the condition that they're in the history that they have, yet they love the Lord and His house.
这十二篇的诗非常宝贵。
And these 12 Psalms are very precious.
我个人非常的喜欢。
And personally, I really like these Psalms.
所以我把可拉后裔的诗他的那个特点先和弟兄姊妹交通一下。
So I would like to mention the unique characteristics of the Psalms of Korah.
啊，这里呢，我汇集了五个特点。
And there are five unique aspects to their Psalms.
这些呢，可以帮助弟兄姊妹们来读可拉后裔的诗。
And maybe this will help brothers and sisters to understand and read the Psalms of Korah.
那么弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
愿在今天
today,
让可拉后裔的诗仍旧成为我们里面的一个激励。
May the Psalms of Korah become an encouragement within us.
这五个点
These five points
都是可拉后裔的诗的特点
are unique aspects to the Psalms written by the sons of Korah. The first one
就是感情的强烈
is the intensity of emotions.
所以你每一次读到可拉后裔的诗你就感觉热情洋溢啊。
So whenever you read the Psalms of Korah, you'll have this sense of the intensity of emotions that they have.
他们的情感非常的奔放，并且呢很直接。
That their emotions were full of passion and enthusiasm, and it was very straightforward.
所以我常常读可拉后裔的诗，读到一个地步，这个里面火热。
So many times when I read the Psalms of Korah, I have this burning flame within me.
你能感觉到他们是那样的爱神和神的家。
How they loved the Lord and loved His house.
第二个点。
The second point.
就是呢，他们的诗啊，中间所用的词句啊，非常的美丽。
Was that in the writing of their Psalms is full of beautiful words.
这些美丽的词句呢，不是世上那些文学家用文词那么堆起来的。
And these beauty of words is not influenced by their natural intellect.
充满了智慧这里面。
But it's full of wisdom.
这个是出自里面的灵感。
And this was an inspiration from the Holy Spirit.
它不是我们用聪明的头脑来拼凑的一些的词句，不是。
And these beautiful words were not thought out with their human minds.
神给他们的智慧。
This was wisdom from God.
所以里面充满了智慧的言语。
So their words full of wisdom.
第三个特点。
And the third point.
就是呢，他们的诗中间有启示的亮光。
That they had clarity of revelation.
你读的时候你感觉每一句话都有很深刻的意义在里面。
That every single word was profound.
有些话透着光啊，好像透明的。
And these words were so profound that it was almost like it was transparent.
第四个点
the fourth aspect,
他们的每一篇诗都有沉重的负担
is that every psalm was weighty and carried a profound burden.
他们是针对着神的儿女
and they spoke words directly to the heart of
the Israel. 他们传递神的负担
and they were able to verbalize the burden in God's heart.
希望激发弟兄神的儿女
To encourage God's people.
让他们起来爱神爱神的家
That they would step forward to love God and His house.
所以呢，他们的话语里面包括着他们内心深处的渴望。
So the words that they wrote express the deep desires within their hearts.
你读书你感觉满了负担呢。
And as you read their psalms, you'll really feel a sense of the burden that they had.
第五件事情。
And the fifth aspect.
就是你读他们的诗的时候。
Is that when you read their psalms,
你感觉他们的心思非常的纯洁。
That they had purity of thought.
里面没什么掺杂的东西的。
There were no impurities in their thought process.
他们很单纯。
They were simple and pure.
很专一。
They were focused.
并且呢，很多的话很严谨，又很细致。
And their words were precise and meticulously written.
弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
感谢神。
We thank God.
克拉犯了大罪。
Korah himself committed a great sin.
但是没有想到他后代的子孙中间出现了这么样一般爱神的人。
But you would have never thought that his sons were ones who would rise to love the Lord.
他们用诗篇表达了他们里面对神的爱，对神家的爱。
And they used psalm writing to express their love for God and his house.
虽然在历史上我们旧约历史上看不见可拉的后裔做了什么事。
And of course, it's not written in history and in the Bible what the sons of Korah did.
但是他们借着诗把他们对神的爱和对神家的爱这样的表现出来。
But using the Psalms, they were able to express their deep love for God and His house.
激励了千千万万神的儿女。
And with these Psalms,it has brought a huge encouragement to,
一直到今天,
to generations of Christians all the way until
弟兄姊妹,
today.
这些诗还在发光。
And all the way until today, these psalms are still shining brightly.
发热。
And with great heat.
读起来就叫你心里火热。
And when you read these psalms, you will be set afire.
感谢主。
So we thank God.
我们交通过八篇。
We've already talked about eight of the Psalms.
今天我们来交通第九篇。
This morning we're going to fellowship on the ninth Psalm.
诗篇第四十五篇。
Psalm 45.
弟兄姊妹们，这篇诗呢，它的分段很清楚。
In this Psalm you can see clearly several divisions.
它可以分成三段啊。
Or it can be broken up into three sections.
第一节到第八节。
Verses 1 through 8.
它是论到那位王，君王。
Speaks of the king.
第二段，九节到十五节。
The second section from verses 9 to 15.
论到王后，皇后。
It speaks of the queen.
第三段十六十七节
and verses 16 and 17,
论到王的子孙的接续做王的
it speaks of the king's descendants.
所以这一篇诗的这个分段是非常的清楚的
So these sections are made very clearly.
那么今天早晨开始呢我愿意和弟兄姊妹们稍微的来交通一下这篇诗
And so, if it's okay, this morning I would like to fellowship on this psalm.
你看这个诗啊，开头的标题啊。
And you can see the introduction of this psalm.
他讲到这首诗歌是一首爱的诗歌。
It says that this is a love psalm.
啊，并且呢，它的调子用百合花，那都是很美丽的一个曲调。
And it is to the tune of lilies.
啊，弟兄姊妹们。那我们知道这一篇的诗呢是讲到王跟王后之间的事情。
And this speaks of the king and the queen.
啊。在历史上面呢有人说呢这篇诗呢可能是用在以色列君王结婚的时候唱的一首歌。
And some theologians, some people will say that this psalm was used at the wedding of the king and the queen.
我想我们弟兄姊妹年轻人结婚的时候呢, 都喜欢唱爱的歌, 对吧?
I think when you witness a wedding, you will notice that everyone sings about love.
所以有人说呢, 这首歌呢, 是用在王的婚宴上面所唱的一首歌。
So this is a song that was used at the wedding of the king.
当然这个说法也可能是对的。
So this was a saying that people had, and perhaps this thought is accurate.
但是我们会发现,这个第一节到第八节所论到这个王啊,
But we see in verses 1 through 8 when it speaks of the king,
在以色列人的历史中间啊, 没有一个王是配的,配得上。
In the history of the nation of Israel, there isn't one king who's worthy of these words.
四个这种赞美,
there isn't a king who's worthy of having these words express how he is.
但是感谢主啊,
but thank the Lord.
我们把这些话用在主耶稣的身上,
But we can see that it's appropriate to use these words to speak about Jesus.
所以可见作诗的人是用地上的王的一种情况影射讲到天上那位王。
So perhaps the authors of this psalm, when they wrote these verses, it was to depict the king who is in heaven.
所以你读希伯来书的时候,
So when you read Hebrews,
你会发现在希伯来书里面引用了诗篇45篇的这个诗句。
You'll notice that in Hebrews it quotes the words that are spoken of in Psalm 45.
所以因此呢, 有人就说, 诗篇45篇, 是一篇弥赛亚的诗。
So there are some who call Psalm 45 a messianic psalm.
所以希伯来书中间多用到这个45篇的句子。
So Hebrews quotes the direct words of Psalm 45.
来称颂我们的主,
to speak about Our Lord. And this is very appropriate.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
既然他这里前面讲到的这个王是指着我们主耶稣说的,
and of course, as when we read these words, we know that they are speaking of our Lord Jesus.
当然我们知道那个王后就指着教会说的, 对吧?
And we know that the queen speaks of the church.
教会是羔羊的妻,
That the church is the bride of Christ.
主耶稣是新郎, 教会是新妇,
and the Lord Jesus is the bridegroom, and the church is his bride.
将来主回来的时候,
so when the Lord returns,
而我们看见一个大的婚宴摆在眼前,
we will witness this wonderful wedding.
这是圣经中啊, 非常奇妙的思想,
and this is a mysterious and wonderful thought.
所以从 一开头, 从创世纪到启示录, 你看见他是被一个整个一个大的婚姻所支配。被婚姻所支配, wedding, 它有, from Genesis to Revelation, 它就有一个 wedding, 因为你最早开始的时候讲到亚当夏娃的夫妻, 最后讲到
From Genesis to Revelation, these words are all controlled by a wedding. We know that this is the heart of God.
所以弟兄姊妹们, 这篇诗很宝贵啊,
this psalm is very precious.
那么首先他把我们的注意力摆在王的身上。
First, we see that it puts our attention on the king.
就像今天地上青年男女你要结婚你知道你嫁给谁啊, 对不对?
Just like nowadays when you get married, you know who you're getting married to.
这是很重要的事情。
This is a very important thing.
今天呢, 我们作为羔羊的妻。
Today we are the bride of Christ.
我们要知道这位新郎是什么样的 一位新郎，对吧？
We have to know who the bridegroom is.
这里就告诉我们这个王到底是怎样的一个王。
And here it speaks about what kind of a king.
不过他开头说，他说我心里涌出美词，论到我为王做的事，我的舌头是快手笔。
And it speaks of in verse 1, my heart overflows with a good theme. I address my verses to the king. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer.
弟兄姊妹们，当可拉的后裔写诗的时候，他论到这个王。
When the sons of Korah were writing this psalm and when they just even thought about the king,
他说从他的心中涌出美词。
It says that from their hearts it overflowed with.
好像是个泉源，一个泉源如泉涌出。
It's like a spring that has just good thoughts that overflowed.
他这里讲美词。
And here it says, beautiful words.
这说明呢，可拉后裔他们的灵的这个品质是非常好的。
This speaks to the fact that the sons of Korah had a good spirit within them.
他们那个 quality 是非常好的。
That there is a certain quality to their spirit.
这个美词就代表他们灵里面的这个美丽。
And this overflowing of beautiful words represents their heart.
所以呢，这里给我们看见做这个诗啊，是如泉涌出，是灵感的东西。
You can see that there's a continual inspiration from the Spirit.
他不仅心里面是这样，他口呢像快手笔。
So not only is their heart like this, but their hands were ready with the pen.
他说论到我所做的事跟王有关的事情的时候呢，我的舌头像快手笔。
So whatever actions were done by the king, it says in verse 1, my tongue is the pen of a ready writer.
我们中文写的快手笔我觉得很好啊。这个英文呢叫 ready scribe, 对不对？那个看见就是预备好的文士，随时可以写的。
It's in the Chinese and it says that it's a scribe who's always at ready at any moment to write.
我们中文的意思就是说这个舌头像笔一样的，很快一下就写出来。
It's as if the tongue is like a pen and you write things down quickly.
弟兄姊妹，他不仅心中涌出美词。
Not only was there, an outflow of beauty,
他的舌头讲到王跟王有关的事情的时候，快得不得了，很快就写下来。
And as these it was the speed in which the words were scribed.
弟兄姊妹，真的，你在写诗的事上，如果主的灵感动你的话呢，你写出来很快的。
And it's true, if the Holy Spirit inspires you, it's very easy to quickly write these down.
我们今天早晨呢，唱了，我也写了一首诗啊。
This morning we sang a hymn.
那是2019年我在澳洲服侍的时候。
In 2019,
在一个夏令会里面。
Australia? Oh, when I was in Australia.
12月29号在一个夏令会里面。
There was a retreat I was speaking at in Australia.
那天早晨呢，五六点钟的时候。
At 6 a.m.
这个满山遍野都是在烧火啊，那个烟大的不得了。Fire, 那个。
Oh, there was a wildfire, and there was smoke everywhere.
我的房间里面都是烟雾。
My room was full of smoke.
五六点钟我醒过来了。
At 5 or 6 a.m. I woke up.
忽然之间一句话出来了。
All of a sudden, a word came to me.
哇，这个来得很快速啊。
And it came with great velocity.
接着又来一句。
And it kept coming.
遥望主来心迫切，下面就接着就出来了。所以呢，我大概呢用的 大概不到15分钟 这首诗歌就写出来了。
Within 15 minutes, I wrote this song.
所以我能印证克拉后裔他们是一般充满灵感的人。
So I suspect that the sons of Korah were ones who were really filled with the Spirit.
所以呢，圣灵的感动一来的时候呢，想都不用想，很快就写出来了。
So when the Spirit inspired them, they didn't even have to think; they just wrote it down.
这是感谢我们的主啊。
So I thank the Lord.
你在世界上读书，你要读了很多年，你要成为一个好的诗人，对不对啊？
You have to study really hard in order to be a poet, a psalmist.
圣灵的指头只要一点向你，立刻就变诗人了。
But if the Holy Spirit just touches you, then immediately you become,
naturally become
a psalmist. So we need to follow the Holy Spirit.
这里给我们看见克拉的作诗的人。
Here we can see the psalmist.
他是口唱心和。口里面唱，心是和的。心口合一的。
So you can see that for the heart and the mouth are one.
哎，对了，这个翻译很好吧，对吧 ？Heart and the mouth are one. 呀、yeah, ，记得了哈。嗯，呀，你知道我们很多时候来到主面前敬拜，我们是口唱心不合的。
And sometimes when we come to worship God, our mouths and our heart are not united.
你今天早上唱诗歌的时候，你有口唱心和吗？
This morning when you were singing songs of praise, was your heart and your mouth were united?
很多时候我们唱完了诗歌，我们也不知道唱什么了。
Sometimes we sing a worship song, we don't even know what we just sang.
克拉的后裔是口唱心和。
The sons of Korah, their heart and their mouth were one.
一论到主啊。论到基督啊。
And when they thought of Jesus,
哎呀，他的话就滔滔不绝啊，讲不完。
Their words were, these beautiful words just continued to flow out of them.
我们不能呢，到一个地步啊，好像讲主耶稣啊，三句两句就讲完了。
We can't just use like two or three words to describe Jesus.
哇，讲世界上的事情。啊，年轻人一讲车子，哎呦不得了！什么一讲电脑的不得了，哎呀滔滔不绝。
When we speak of the things of the world, like we talk about cars or computers, it seems like we
一讲到主耶稣两句话就完了。
We have endless words to talk about these things, but when we talk about Jesus, we only have two words, and that's
一个好基督徒啊。
But it shouldn't be like this. A good
像克拉后裔这样的人呢
？A good Christian like the sons of Korah.
他们一讲到主耶稣啊，非常的丰富。
When they spoke about Jesus, their words were so abundant.
并且那些话也丰富又快。
And not only were the words abundant, but these words kept flowing out with velocity.
感谢主。
So we thank God.
他们背负着祖先的羞辱，但是那么的爱神。
Even though they had a history of this shame, they didn't let that impede their love.
所以你看他下面的话何等的美丽。
So we can see the following words are very beautiful.
他说你比世人更美。
Says you are fairer than the sons of men.
啊，我们知道这更美这个字啊，出现在希伯来书里面出现过11次。
This phrase, fairer or better, how many times?
The Hebrews, Book of Hebrews.
In Hebrews, it comes out, it's spoken of
11 times.
11 times.
所以你看见他在那里更美更美更美更美，对不对？
It says fairer or better, better, better.
原来是从诗篇45篇来的。
And you'll notice that the origin of this phrase comes from Psalm 45.
的确，我们的主耶稣在地上，没有人能比他更美丽。
And it's true that there's no person in this world who's better than Jesus.
他的品德
，his quality，
他的道德
，his morals，
他的智慧。
his wisdom,
他的能力,
his strength.
没有人能比的,
no one can compare to Jesus.
没有人能比更主更美丽的,
there's no one who's more beautiful than Jesus.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
他是神眼中最美的一个人,
he is the most beautiful person.
是一个完全的人,
he is a perfect person.
所以他到地上来成为人呢,
so when he came into the world in the form of a man,
他代表我们, 你知道吗?
He represented you and I.
他还代替我们,
and he was our substitute.
所以感谢我们的主,
so we thank God,
这位王,
this king,
没有任何事物可比,
there's no one else who can compare to him.
所以几千年来,
so for thousands of years,
吸引了无数的圣徒跟随他,
it attracted countless Christians to follow him.
一直到今天还是许多的圣徒跟随他,
until today, countless Christians are following him.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我们不要以为这个地上就我们这个小小的聚会而已,
don't think that in this world it's just our small little gathering. There are so many Christians in the world who love the Lord.
你如果没有被他吸引,
if you have not been attracted by
别人被他吸引,
him, someone else will be attracted by him.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我最近跟中国大陆的一个弟兄有点交通,
I recently had some fellowship with a brother in China.
他告诉我们, 直到今天,
he said that until today,
他们还是每天早晨5点钟起来守晨更,
every day at 5 a.m. they would have their morning devotions.
啊, 我以为说呢, 大概只有少数人,
and I thought that there was just a small
He
said, in various locations of about 200 people all together, they would do their devotions together. If we don't love the Lord,
有人爱主的,
someone else will love God.
你如果被他的美丽所吸引,
if you have been captured by his,
地上就再没有东西能吸引我们的心,
his beauty, then there's nothing else on earth that will capture our attention and our heart.
所以你比世人更美,
so he is fairer than the sons of men.
他在你嘴里有恩惠, 所以神赐福给你, 直到永远,
so grace is poured upon thy lips, therefore God has blessed thee forever.
我们的主是恩惠的主,
our God is a God of grace.
他口中出来的话叫恩言,
the words that come out of his mouth are words of grace.
每一次主说话都是带给我们恩典,
and every time the Lord speaks, he gives us grace.
当然这里才是用诗的方式, 他说所以神祝福你直到永远,
so these are the words of the psalm writer that that God has blessed thee forever. And the Lord Jesus is God's greatest blessing to us. And this blessing is forever.
如果我们在经历中有所有领会,
if we have experienced this,
我们要承认我们是一个蒙大恩的人,
we have to confess that we are ones who have accepted this grace.
弟兄姊妹们, 所以神的儿女们不能忘恩, 啊, 要记住主的恩典,
so we need to never forget the grace of God and always remember his blessings. This is our King.
啊, 然后第三节,
in verse 3,
到第五节,
verse 3-5,
讲到他的征战, 王的征战,
it speaks of battle.
他首先让我们看见这位王是大能者,
and it mentions that this king is the mighty one.
他腰间配着刀,
and there's a sword on his thigh,
并且带着荣耀和威严,
and he is of splendor and majesty.
所以在旧约时代中啊, 他们称耶和华为万军之耶和华,
so in the Old Testament they would say that he is the majestic one.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
这是我们的王,
this is our king.
我们不能把这个东西光是当作一个字句上面字面上面的赞美，对吧？
We can't just let these be praises just from our lips.
如果你认识这个，
But if we recognize this,
没有任何仇敌你需要害怕。
We don't have to fear Satan.
弟兄姊妹们，这位王
But
他不仅有荣耀和威严，
He is our king, and not only is he full of splendor and majesty.
第四节说，为真理、谦卑、公义，赫然坐车前往，无不得胜。
Says, and in thy majesty ride on victoriously for the cause of truth and meekness and righteousness.
这位王不仅行真理，他本身就是真理。王主耶稣本身就是真理。
The Lord Jesus is the truth.
今天在这个虚谎的世界里面，
In a world full of lies,
我们知道只有主是真实的。
We know that only the Lord Jesus is true.
不管我们想要表现多真实，你也没有主那么真实。
No matter how real we want to be, we'll never be as real or true as the Lord Jesus.
感谢主啊。
And we thank God.
如果没有他在我们里面，
If it is not for him, the Lord in me,
我们都是虚谎到底啊，我们就是虚谎的人。我们是虚谎的人。
We're just liars.
对。没有真实的。
There's no truth in us.
那么他谦卑。
He was humble.
在腓立比书二章里面讲到他谦卑至死。
And in Philippians 2 it says that he humbled himself to the point of death.
他降到最卑。
And he lowered himself to the lowest point.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，没有人能比我们的主更卑微，更降卑。
There's no one who can be more humble than our Lord.
他公义。
And his righteousness.
他就是公义者。
He is the righteous one.
所以这里讲一个人，如果你是好的领袖， good leader.
If you want to be a good leader.
今天这个世界上你到哪里去找这种领袖？
Where will you find this type of leader?
真实谦卑公义。
Who is true and is humble and is righteous.
所以我们看见今天这个世界充满谎言。
And so you see the world is full of lies.
当政的人个个说谎话。这些国家的领袖啊。
Oh, politicians.
Yeah, politicians. The leader of the nations.
The politicians and leaders of the nations all speak lies.
天天说谎话。
All day long, they are speaking lies.
并且越来越厉害。
And it's increasing.
甚至说谎话脸色都不变的。
To the point where they say lies with a straight face.
难怪这个世界就混乱得不得了。
And that's why this world is so chaotic.
这国家就乱得不得了。
And all the nations are in total chaos.
因为这个国家的王不真实。
Because the leader of the nation is not true.
也不谦卑。
And is not humble.
每一个你看世界上啊，个个说大话，夸张的不得了。
All of the leaders of the world speak big words.
没有一个领袖是降卑的。
None of them are humble.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters.
奇妙，我们天上这位伟大的君王，
Miraculously, the King of Heaven,
他居然是这样的谦卑。
He humbled himself in such a way.
所以这个呢，作为啊治理国家的一个非常重要的品德。你要治理好，要治理好国家，你需要这个品德。
So in order to govern your country well, you need to have these qualities.
Yeah. 还有公义。
Righteousness.
这个世界有公义吗？
Is there righteousness in the
world? 社会有公义吗？
Is there righteousness in society?
没有的。
There isn't.
只有主耶稣是公义者。
Only the Lord Jesus is the righteous one.
所以只有当主回来的时候，
Only when the Lord returns,
整个宇宙中间才充满公义,
the world will be full of righteousness.
所以我们何等需要认识我们这位王,
so we need to recognize our King.
因为他是这样的真实谦卑公义,
because he is so true and humble and righteous.
所以仇敌在他面前是站立不住的。
That's why Satan cannot stand before him.
所以今天一样啊,
so just like today,
如果这个真实谦卑公义能显在教会里,
if the church can manifest truth, humility, and righteousness,
仇敌是阻挡不住的,
Satan cannot stand.
啊, 所以这里讲到说什么呢? 他是 无不得胜,
and that's why it says here that he is victorious.
他完全得胜,
he is completely victorious.
不仅这样,
not only like this,
在他的右手中,
on his right hand,
能够显明奥秘的事情,
he teaches the awesome things,
可畏的事情,
things that are
的确, 神不动手则一动手都是可怕的。
Things that are awesome. Things that the Lord holds in his hands.
我想今天世人已经能感觉得到,
causes us to tremble because it's so awesome.
神只要稍微动动手指啊, 来个大地震啊, 来个什么灾祸, 人都受不了的。
And if the Lord just touches the world, like touches and causes an earthquake, man cannot stand.
弟兄姊妹们,我们真的认识我们的王吗?
Brothers and sisters, do we truly recognize our King?
我们真的认识这位王的这个伟大吗?
Do we truly recognize the greatness of our King?
我年轻的时候,听见有些弟兄姊妹告诉我们,耶稣基督是我的王。
When I was younger, I heard others say that the Lord Jesus is my King.
他们问我, 你认识耶稣是你的王吗?
And they would ask me, is the Lord Jesus your King?
我说我只认识他是救主。
I said that I can acknowledge that he is my Savior.
只认识他是我的主。
I understand him as my Lord.
好像呢, 这个王, 我摸不到什么感觉。
But the Lord as my King, I had no feelings towards
that. 但是这里告诉我们, 你要认识这位王。
But here it tells us that we need to know and recognize who the King is.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
他在战场上, 在征战上面, 是完全得胜。
That the Lord in the battlefield is completely victorious.
他说你的箭锋快, 射中王敌之心,万民扑倒在你以下。
It says that thine arrows are sharp, the peoples fall under thee.
弟兄姊妹们, 我们知道在古代的战争上面呢, 这个远距离的兵器是射箭, 对吧?
And we know in ancient times of war, we know that the only way to attack someone with distance is with the arrow.
这里告诉我们, 我们的主只要远远的射箭, 他就射中王敌的心。
That we know that if the Lord stands and shoots his arrow, it'll hit the heart of the King.
这里告诉我们, 主耶稣基督所完成的救恩, 对仇敌来讲是致命的。
The King's enemies. And so, with the king shoots these arrows of
他必死的了。
When he shoots the arrow, it'll be fatal.
Okay. 那么并且呢, 这里告诉射中王敌的心很精准的, 一点都不偏差的。 Very accurate.
He's very accurate and precise.
Yeah. 弟兄姊妹们, 我们知道主耶稣基督的救恩呢, 针对着我仇敌的那个中心点呢, 那么呢, 把它破除了。
know that the Lord, when He shoots His arrows of salvation, He targets the enemies.
不管我们身上有多少的软弱和失败, 主的救恩的每一个点都是精准的。
So no matter how weak we are, the Lord shoots His arrows and targets those areas of weakness precisely.
简单的说呢, 让弟兄姊妹明白点, 他是个好医生, 什么病他都医, 就是这样, 这样你比较容易明白, 对吧?
So simply put, He is this doctor who can heal all of the weaknesses within us.
所以感谢我们的神。
So we thank our God.
没有什么难处他不能解决的。
There isn't a difficulty that He can't
弟兄姊妹们,
fix for us.
仇敌碰到了主耶稣,
and when Satan touches the Lord,
神, 我们的主一箭就把他射倒了,
with one single arrow, He will destroy Satan.
万民扑倒在你以下,
and He will put him under.
这里告诉我们没有一个敌人能逃脱的。
And there's not one enemy who can escape.
所以圣经告诉我们, 主耶稣的救恩是一个完全的救恩。
So the salvation of God is a complete salvation.
啊, 这个我们难以想象。
And this is hard for us to grasp.
啊, 我记得我年轻时候碰见有一个弟兄。
When I was younger, I encountered a brother.
他在难处的里面,
he was in the midst of challenges and difficulties.
他天天跟我讲, 他说, 哎呀, 我没救了, 我没救了。
And every day he would come to me and say, I'm hopeless.
我说, 那主耶稣能不能救你呢?
And I said, can the Lord Jesus save you?
他说, 主耶稣也不能救。
And he said, the Lord Jesus also cannot save me.
我说你什么难处啊, 连主耶稣也不能救。
And I said to him, well, what kind of difficulty is this that even the Lord can't
save me? 所以我想他不够明白圣经, 对吧?
So I think he didn't fully understand the words of the Bible.
任何一个敌人在主跟前都不能逃脱的。
Any enemy before the Lord cannot escape.
所以在征战, 属灵的征战上面, 他完全是得胜者。
So in the midst of spiritual battle, he is always victorious.
我们都晓得今天呢, 我们的属灵生活满了征战。
And we know that today in our spiritual life, it's full of warfare.
我们个人的生活中就充满了很多难处, 对不对?
In our lives, we are full of difficulties.
家庭的难处,
difficulties
社会的难处,
in the family, difficulties in society and in the country.
甚至整个教会里面也很多难处,
and so many difficulties in the church.
感谢神,
but we thank God.
要认识这位王,
we have to know our King.
没有任何的难处, 他不能解决的。
There isn't a single issue that he cannot resolve.
没有任何的仇敌, 他不能打败的。
And there isn't a
并且是非常的精准的,
there isn't an enemy that he cannot defeat.
一点的错误都不会有的。
And he's accurate and there will be no error.
弟兄姊妹, 如果我们能这样认识这位王, 你是有福的, 你知道吗?
If we can know our King in this light, then we will be blessed.
在我们经历中就是应该这样。
So in our daily experience in life, it should,
神如果要解决我们的难处,
it should be like this, that God resolves all of our issues. That he attacks our challenges precisely.
所以这位王,
so this King,
他是无所不胜,
he is one who cannot be defeated.
然后他说神啊, 你的宝座是永永远远的, 你的国权是正直的。
And then he says, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever.
你喜爱公义, 恨恶罪恶, 所以神, 就是你的神, 用喜乐油膏你, 胜过膏你的同伴。
And a scepter of uprightness is the scepter of thy kingdom. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated wickedness.
我相信弟兄姊妹, 如果你熟悉希伯来书,
I think if you're familiar with Hebrews,
希伯来书第一章第八第九节,
in Hebrews,
就引用了这两句话。
In Hebrews chapter 1 verse 8, it quotes these words.
感谢我们的神,
we thank our God.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
只有主的宝座是永永远远的。
Only the throne of God will last forever.
认真讲，在这个宇宙中间，一个大的、最大的征战就是宝座之争。因为魔鬼要抢夺这个宝座，你知道吗？
So Satan is after the throne.
神是把这个宝座给他的儿子基督的。
And God has preserved this throne for His Son Jesus Christ.
但是魔鬼他要抢夺这个宝座。
But Satan is after that throne.
所以他称为撒旦，要阻挡这件事情。
So he defeats Satan in his desires.
所以启示录才记载着。
So in Revelation it records.
最后坐在宝座上的是羔羊。
In the end, the one who is on the throne is the Lamb of God.
是主耶稣在肉身中间弟兄姊妹打败仇敌。
It's the Lord Jesus when he came into this flesh.
登上宝座。
He defeated Satan and is now seated on the throne.
这个是讲到整个宇宙中间的控制权啊。啊 control.
And this speaks of God's control over.
今天是谁控制这个宇宙呢？
Overall, who is the one who controls
all
things?
是我们的主。
It is our Lord.
他在宝座上控制整个宇宙。
He is on the throne controlling all things.
所以神的儿女们应当放心啊。
So God's children, we can.
不管时代怎么改变。
So regardless of how things change.
不管我们周遭的环境怎样。
Regardless of how the circumstances change.
不要忘记主在宝座上。
Don't forget that the Lord is on the throne.
我们曾经讲过 Sparks 弟兄啊，他有一句口头禅。Sparks 他最喜欢说一句话。
Oh, Sparks has a favorite saying.
不管什么事情发生。
That no matter what happens,
你去找他，他说 The Lord is on the throne.
No matter what challenges you have, he'll just reply with, The Lord is on the throne.
人家告诉他这个难处，这个难处，有什么人攻击就讲 The Lord is on the throne.
And this is Brother Sparks. Anyone who comes to him with difficulties, he will just reply.
这是认识主王权的，主在宝座上。
This is someone who recognizes that the Lord is king and on the throne.
感谢我们的主啊。
And we thank our God.
他是这样的一位王。
He is this kind of king.
多么的宝贵啊。
And this is a very precious thing.
并且他说你的国权是正直的。
He says that, the scepter of righteousness is the scepter of his kingdom.
啊。我们的主最公平。
He is the most fair and fair God.
哎呀，今天呢，在这个时代中啊，我们看见连正直的人都不多啊。
And today, it's hard to see someone who is upright.
不要说那些当权的人，你社会上正直的事情都很少啊。
Just look at society, and it's so rare to find someone.
但是感谢主，
upright,
在这个国度里面。神的国权是正直的。
But thank God that in the kingdom of God, there is a scepter of uprightness.
他说你喜爱公义，恨恶罪恶，所以神就是你的神，用喜乐油膏你，胜过膏你的同伴。
And it says that thou hast loved righteousness and hated wickedness, therefore God thy God has anointed thee with the oil of joy above thy fellows.
所以这里讲到王的他的喜悦啊。
And this speaks of the desire of the king.
他的恨恶。
His, what he hates.
啊，弟兄姊妹，这个很重要。我们到底喜欢什么，恨恶什么，要搞清楚啊。
What we like and what we hate, we need to discern correctly.
如果你恨恶是对的，喜爱是对的。
And if you love what is right and hate also
马上就有喜乐的膏油。
Things you should hate,Then the oil of joy will come upon you.
那这个很重要啊。
And this is very important.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们的主神赐圣灵给他是没有限量的。
And when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, it will be limitless.
因为他喜爱公义，恨恶罪恶。
Because he loves righteousness and hates wickedness.
所以说胜过高你的同伴。
and with the oil of joy above thy fellows.
那么谁是主的同伴呢?
Who are the Lord's fellows and companions? It is all of us.
所以今天呢, 如果我们也是恨恶罪恶喜爱公义,
so today, if we love righteousness and hate wickedness,
虽然我们赶不上主耶稣,但是你做他的同伴,膏油也会吐到你身上。
Even though we can't achieve what the Lord achieves, as long as we are His companions in doing these things, that anointing will be upon us as well.
然后后面说,你的衣服都有没药沉香肉桂的香气,
and it says, all thy garments are fragrant with myrrh and aloes and cassia.
象牙宫中有丝弦的乐器使你欢喜,
out of ivory palaces, stringed instruments have made thee glad.
就是主所穿的衣服满了馨香的气味,
is that the garments that the Lord wears is full of the fragrant of myrrh, aloes, and cassia.
其实呢, 这里的几个香料,
and these spices,
那么, 是以色列人的大部分以色列人死的时候呢，那么用来裹尸用的香料。
These three elements are myrrh, aloes, and cassia are used to embalm someone who is dead.
这里很清楚说明，主耶稣在地上的时候是向自己死，向神活着。And
this is to speak of the life of Jesus when he was in the world. He died to himself but lived to God.
他的衣服就是他的行为啊。
And his garments, his clothing, was the way that.
所以我们的行为里面也应该有基督死的香气在上面。
So the way that we live should let off this fragrance of the death and the.
这个是舍己的一个香气。
And this is a fragrance of dying to yourself.
啊，否决自己 ，deny yourself.
To deny yourself.
弟兄姊妹们，这是。 王的行为, 也应该是我们的行为。
This is how the king lived, and this is also how we should live.
他最后说, 象牙宫中有丝弦乐器的声音,使你欢喜。
And out of ivory palaces, stringed instruments have made thee glad.
这一座非常美丽,豪华的一个王宫。
In this beautiful ivory palace.
但是里面呢, 有丝弦赞美的声音。
But there are these stringed instruments that made thee glad.
弟兄姊妹们,就说明在教会中啊,
brothers and sisters, this means that in the church, that God's house is like these ivory palaces.
但是里面需要有丝弦赞美的声音。
But inside we should have these stringed instruments.
当然,这是写诗,死亡欢喜,对吧?
That, and of course this is the words of the psalm that make the king glad.
所以就是在王的家里面,
so that in the house of the king,
有美妙的音乐,
there's beautiful music,
有许多美丽的赞美,
and there's beautiful praise,
让神欢喜, 让王欢喜,
that makes the king glad.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我想时间已经到了, 我今天呢, 只能讲这么上一半,
I think we've run out of time and I can only speak on this first half.
主若许可, 下面有时间, 我会讲诗篇45篇的第二部分。
And if the Lord gives us time, later, hopefully we can speak on the latter half of Psalm 45.
所以在这个美丽的,一个结婚的,这个诗歌的里面,
so in this psalm that depicts this wedding,
这前面一半的这个话呢, 是论到这个王。
The first half of this psalm speaks and describes the king.
弟兄姊妹, 这是我们的主。
Brothers and sisters, this is our God.
我们里面对于我们的主, 我们有这么一个荣耀的看见吗?
Do we have this acknowledgement of who our God is?
愿我们常常被圣灵感动。
May we constantly be moved,
能够有美词来颂赞我们的主,
that we would have this beauty, this recognizing of His beauty, and we would worship Him.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
可拉的后裔,
the sons of Korah,
在那些荒凉的年间,
in those years of being,
他们能够这样的活在神的跟前,
being in this state of shame, they were able to live in such
但愿这些诗,
a way that may these psalms
在今天这个荒凉的时代中,
in the chaos of the world today
也激励我们,
also encourage us
让我们爱我们的君王,
that we would love our king,
爱他的家,
to love his house. Let's bow with a word of prayer.
主啊, 我们这是满心的感谢你,
Lord, we are really thankful.
这实在是一篇美丽的诗,
this truly is a beautiful psalm.
愿我们常常能被你的灵感动,
may we constantly be moved by your spirit.
让我们能认识你,
that we may recognize you.
像可拉的后裔认识你一样,
like the sons of Korah recognized you.
愿我们常常在你的面前歌颂和赞美,
may we constantly be before you giving you praise,
并且全心的信赖你,
and have a heart full of trust.
主啊, 在这个荒凉的年间,
in these chaotic times that we're in,
求你眷顾你自己的百姓,
may you sustain your people.
愿你吸引我们,
may you continue to attract us,
让我们能快跑地跟随你,
that we can run after you.
让我们里面对于神和神的家, 不是冷淡的,
may we not be cold-hearted towards you and your house.
愿这些诗篇激励我们,
may these psalms encourage us.
早晨我们在这里把荣耀敬拜爱戴都归给你,
this morning we give you all the praise and worship.
求你垂听我们的祷告,
may you hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督宝贵的名,
we pray in Jesus' most precious name.
Amen.